Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts.
How would you, Jonathan, police what you saw from Deontay Banks?
How would I police it? I would bench him. I would bench him. Because you can't tolerate that.
Well, even you from a player, from a player's perspective as well. Forget about even what Dable should do. But if you're a player, you're a captain, you're a defensive guy, you see that, what are you doing?
Okay, cool. I'll give you an example because it happens, right? Eli Apple, remember?
Oh, yeah.
I know you guys remember Eli Apple. So there was a play, right? And the coaches talked about this, and he made sure that everybody on the defense saw it. And they put it up on the big screen so the defensive guy saw it, and everybody was getting in. It was basically a play on special teams where he was the jammer going against the gunner. Fellas, he let the gunner go, and he blew up our returner.
Mm.
And everybody in the room was like, man, that's bull. That's bull stuff. That's, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They were getting on him. I didn't say nothing to him, right? Eli Apple's locker is like three lockers down from me, right? I waited until no one was around, and I walked up to him face to face. He's a Jersey guy. I'm a Jersey guy, right? I got face to face with him. I said, bro, if you do that again, bro, I would try my hardest. My knee hurts. My shoulder hurts. And I would never, ever quit on the play. I said, bro, if I see that again, I promise you I would try my hardest to get you cut. That's what I told him personally.
Wow. Yes! That's what I'm looking for, Jonathan.
Yeah.
What a great story. We couldn't air that the first time. We had to dump it so it didn't sound as good as it just did right there with the bleep, but that was real stuff from Casillas.
As real as it gets. You got to respect it. Awesome. That was so good.
And I would bet that Dable didn't say what he said. He just said, we addressed it in-house. I guarantee you that did not go over well with Brian Dable, but that's something that's so bad that, which is why I asked Jonathan, like the players got to police that as well.
Yeah, they do. That is so important. You know, I think it depends on what Banks, and I know he's a pretty good player. I don't think he's amazing, but he's good. He's had a few disappointing moments this year.
He's way better than what he's shown this year. He was good last year.
That's where I was going. We definitely liked him a lot more coming into the season than what he's actually putting off film this season. But, like, if he has, and I don't know what he's like around the facility, if he has a good work ethic, if he's diligent, and the Giants organization, and they would know this, like, if that was kind of a real out-of-character moment for him, then I think it's more, I don't know, civil's not the right word, but it's a different energy in terms of the exchange. If his practice habits are if he's half asleep in the, and I don't know the answer, if he's half asleep in the film room, I guarantee Dable lit him up. Guarantee that, and other guys on that team lit him up.
Of the main three that we've talked about all day today, Shane, Dable, Jones, rank in order the fault or the most to blame for why the Giants are where they are.
The fault. To me, I might put Shane one.
Okay.
I'm just thinking through. It's an interesting question. Yeah. Dable's last, and then Jones.
Right. So it's either
least,
or.
So it's like from Dable, most culpable to least culpable.
Yeah, exactly. Dable, to me, is the least culpable for what's gone on here.
Mm-hmm.
You could say Shane, for many reasons. You know, again, he drafted Banks.
I know.
He drafted Neal. He drafted Hyatt.
Kayvon, like, who's good, but not great.
He extended Daniel Jones. Like, whether he was strong-armed or whatever, but.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
it's Daniel. To me, it would be Daniel Jones number one,
and then Shane, then Dable.
Yes.
Well, the irony
by
too,
a long distance, like Jones, and then Shane, and then Dable way underneath. I don't know if he'd make the list, honestly.
Yeah, for me, Dable's absolutely third. I just had to kind of see what pecking order I wanted to go with one or two there. And it's ironic in the sense that their first year when they had a lot of success there, and we all know the success in 2022. I would say that Shane's influence on the success was the least. Because he just got there.
So, you're right. His impact on the roster.
What did he really do with the roster? Dable coached him up, and Daniel Jones played well.
Great way to put it as well. Right. You would say Dable 1, Jones 2 in that regard.
Yes.
Shane 3.
Yes.
See, that's why to me, and I just feel, the only reason why I'm not saying Shane needs to go, because I don't think it's fair to evaluate a GM in 2.5 years.
You think they're a package 100%?
No, I don't.
Mm. That's going to be maybe the most interesting
question.
Now,
again, I don't know that. I'm just... Because if I could decipher the two, I would think that they could.
Probably.
Now, I'd give Shane a couple more years, but we'll see.
I got you. Hey, you and I hope he gets it, by the way. I'm not saying he should be fired.